Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Kiana Brathwaite from KB Calls Caring Advocacy and Liaison Services. Kiana, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem. What I wanted to do was just kind of read a little bit more about you and your bio so people can learn a little bit more about all the awesome things that you're doing. And Kiana provides healthcare interaction services, lending her 12 plus years of experience as an RN to guide her clients from a managed care mindset to preventative care. So Kiana, are you ready to speak to the IMCEO community?
I am definitely ready.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, the very first question that I usually have is I give you the mic, so to speak, to ask you if you could tell your CEO story and tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what led you to start your business.
Okay. As you mentioned, I have been an RN for a little over 12 years. I've been in healthcare for 20 years. I can't believe I'm saying that at this point in my life. But I noticed throughout that time frame, I would come across a lot of different gaps. And even I was a nursing assistant and a CNA and a phlebotomist and a nurse intern. So I kind of, went up the ladder, so to speak. But during that time frame, I noticed there were a lot of gaps in people's utilization, understanding, and just willingness to actually interact with the healthcare system. A lot of times people were coming to it from what I call knee-jerk responses. There's a problem, I want to fix, and then I want to leave. I don't want to have anything else to do with the system. So going from that preventative care mindset or the managed care mindset is the I'm going in just to have something fixed and then I want to go. Preventative more so in the sense of, I know that I have these things that could quite possibly happen and I want to kind of plan for those just as we do with financial services. So I would try to guide my patients in the acute care setting. I started off in critical care and moved into the outpatient setting. I would try to guide them through thinking through that process. Right? Not just having that knee-jerk reaction, I came in for a procedure and I just want to get that done. But let's talk about how to connect the dots with what you're doing with our department, as well as how that connects with your general practitioner and any of the other specialty positions that you may have under that healthcare and health insurance umbrella. So I realized that was something that I loved to do. I had stepped outside of the nursing space for a very short amount of time, and I kept being brought back every time I would talk to people about things. I always found myself educating them in healthcare and the best ways to utilize the system and interact with the system. So I said, instead of trying to fit inside a box that somebody else created, let me be that peg, or let me create what I know I do well. And that's how I started on my CEO entrepreneurial journey. That's pretty much my story, long and short.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. No, it's interesting. Like, it's funny how the universe kind of works and pushes you exactly where you should be. Like you said, you stepped out for a little bit, but you kept being redirected back to it. It's almost like this is exactly the path that you should have been going on. And then it kind of just took you there. So I wanted to drill down a little bit further to kind of understand exactly about your products and services. What exactly do you do to kind of help out people?
As you said, I provide healthcare interaction services. And that's different from navigation. A lot of people call it navigation, but to me, navigation has a non-interactive, non-participative feel to it. And what I and my company try to do is pull you in as the participant, right? Because really healthcare, the system and the industry, as well as health insurance, the system and the industry, began around the patient. And it started off patient-centered and it went in a completely different direction. So we do things such as wayfinding, which is similar to navigation, right? Insurance research, provider matching, benefit utilization, and then health and wellness plan. But that's a grand scope of things that I believe in what I've tried to do with clients as well as patients when I was in the different health systems, is to go from that model to move you through this intentional interaction and this intentional participation where you're saying, okay, I am thinking through these processes and I'm thinking of what effect they're going to have on me and how I want to look in the long run. If I'm putting my age out there, but I'm 38 and I have a number of family issues, family history. So for me, it's like, okay, I know I need to have a cardiologist. I know I need to have a general practitioner. I'm a woman. I need to have a GYN, you know, so what does that look like and why am I doing these things and how do I want to make sure that I stay as healthy as my parents and beyond? So that's kind of what those services provide. They start off with, this is what your issue is, so let's deal with that issue. And then let's plan out how to truly interact with and utilize and benefit and be comfortable with the professionals that you're interacting with, because they are there to plan with you, to work with you, and to partner with you throughout the life, your lifetime and your health and wellness planning.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I like what you were saying before about being able to kind of connect those dots, because often if you go to one person within your healthcare, they may not talk to the other person, but be able to kind of connect those dots and get like a quote unquote, maybe holistic approach is definitely, you know, something that's beneficial to everybody. So I guess the next question I wanted to ask was kind of like around like what kind of makes you unique, you and your organization, your company unique. What are some of the things that you feel like do help you do that?
One big thing is we're independent. So a lot of times I get people saying, okay, well, why wouldn't I use your services when, you know, Independence Blue Cross or Kaiser Permanente, some of the bigger entities provide this or something similar. And the reason why a lot of my clients choose me is because I'm not tied to Independence Blue Cross. So if Independence Blue Cross is pushing this one thing, but that's not good for you, or that doesn't work for your family, or it's not something that you can fully utilize, then you and I can sit down and talk about what those options are and what benefits Independence Blue Cross offers you that will work for you and does turn into that patient-centered focus. And also, I help you learn the construct with which you're working in, right? Because sometimes if you're an employee and you have employee-based benefits, that's a construct that you have to work within. So understanding that construct and then utilizing that construct so that you can operate within it in a personalized manner and understand it and have knowledge of it. Because I always believe that the more we understand what we're working with and what we're working within, the better we can utilize it. So that's really what sets me apart, is I'm independent. I'm not tied to your employer. I'm not tied to the insurance company that you're utilizing or that your employer provides, or I'm not tied to the insurance company that you've subscribed to. I am specifically here to help you plan out what's best for you. And I'm not going to push one product or another just because it's something that I'm going to benefit from monetarily. I'm pushing what, based off of your needs are and your health and wellness planning, is what would be the best thing for you. That's pretty much what sets me apart from, I think, a lot of the other options that are out there.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I think often, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're patient focused, as you were saying, you try to find exactly like what will help out that person, not say that, oh, well, I don't know anything about that, so you can't use that, or that's not part of my company, so don't go that way. But you find out whatever helps, you know, get that person to a healthier, and I guess a more enjoyable lifestyle, I imagine.
Exactly.
So I know one of the things that we get to ask on here is a CEO hack, which might be like a book or a resource or something that you feel like you use on a regular everyday basis that you feel makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner. So do you have one of those CEO hacks you can share with us?
My biggest hack is tapping into my resources. In the Philadelphia area, there are so many different resources and opportunities and mentors available. So even when I was going through nursing, I always made sure I latched on to mentors and resources and people who were within that entity or that industry that I was interested in, and pulled from them the best that they had to offer. So that's always been my hack. Whether I'm a CEO or a nurse or a student or a mom, I make sure that I surround myself with resources and I'm tapping into them, because you cannot do this by yourself. It's a very hard and lonely journey. So the more you reach out, the more you find, and the more you connect, the more information you can take in. I tap into books, I tap into apps, but my biggest thing is what is available, you know, what organizations, what foundations, and what people really want to help you succeed. That's my hack.
I love that. And often people don't look around to see what's around them, to see how they can get help. And often we sometimes, as CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, feel like we're alone, but that's not always the case. Sometimes we just have to ask, and a lot of people will be able to help us out and provide those resources we're looking for.
Definitely.
And so the next thing that I have was kind of you getting words of wisdom from you. So those resources that you got from mentors and things and people in your life, we want to kind of figure out what would be like your CEO nugget, which might be a word of wisdom that you can kind of give to us as entrepreneurs and business owners to be more successful.
So I have two that I try to abide by on a minute, hourly, and daily basis. Is before I stepped into this space, I really got to know myself. Because I realized that stepping into an entity or a space that I'm not familiar with as far as entrepreneurship and not having a real construct to work with, I needed to know, okay, what's important to me? What are my values? You know, what's my mission? And then once I got to know myself, when people start coming at me with ideas and suggestions that are able to utilize the information that's pertinent at the time, put stuff aside, and then use it if it's something that comes to me that's, you know, useful later on. But being able to do that, I had to know who I am. So the first thing is know thyself. And then the second one is be patiently persistent. In this space, when you're getting something off the ground and you're just learning, you know, you're learning, other people are learning about you. So things don't happen when you want them to happen. And I have a very good friend who says that my fire is not your fire. So you have to realize that that's the case, right? This thing may be really, you know, you may be really passionate about it, but you're going to have to spend the time. You're going to have to be persistent, but you're also going to have to be patient. Allow opportunities to come, allow things to work in the back end, and then just, you know, get yourself out there. So that's my two big nuggets. Know yourself, because you're going to have a lot coming at you, and then be patiently persistent.
I love those. Yeah, self-awareness is huge. And I say everything comes to he or she who hustles while he waits. So I like that. So I guess the next question I have is, we get the opportunity to speak with a lot of quote unquote different CEOs. So these are entrepreneurs that might be starting businesses in their garage or have, you know, 500 plus employees and shareholders that they have to answer to. So I wanted to ask you very specifically, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being comfortable, right? And being comfortable in my skin and being comfortable in my clothes. When I was working for the different health systems, they always told me what I had to wear. And now that I'm a CEO, I get to decide, okay, well, if I'm going to a meeting and I'm going to a class and I'm going to a mentor, you know, ship or a workshop, and I decide that I want to work out after that, well, I can wear, you know, my workout attire to a certain extent to all of those things and still get done what I want to get done for myself. And also being true to who I am. You know, I was a representation of all of the different entities that I work with, and I had to be mindful and cognizant of that on a constant basis, which kind of made me change who I was as a representation of who they are or who they thought they were. And now that I am, you know, who I am, and I'm working for and working with and building KB Calls, I get to be Kiana. And, you know, that goes and ties into that know thyself, because now I don't have to be apologetic for who I am. Yes, there are certain ramifications to me being true to myself, having good and bad days, but I also get to realize and be okay with being human, right? Making mistakes, learning from those, not repeating them. So just being comfortable in my skin and being able to wear what's comfortable and what's true to my personality. That's what being a CEO means to me, along with all the other stuff. But those are really the two things that I really enjoy about being a CEO and entrepreneur.
I love that. Yeah, it gets down to the essence of like kind of who you are as a person. And like you touched on, you know, the self-awareness piece and being able to be comfortable with who you are, strengths and weaknesses, all of that, and being true to yourself. So I love that. So Kiana, I truly appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us, tell us a little bit about your background, and of course, some great, you know, information that you provided to us. I wanted to give you the mic, so to speak, for if there were any last words of wisdom or pieces of advice that you can give to us or anything additional you can tell us about KB Calls.
Sure. Just have fun. You know, you're passionate about what you're doing. You're doing what you're supposed to do, and you are servicing your community. Whether you're providing a product or a service, you are filling a gap and a need in a space that somebody else isn't able to fill. So, you know, as hard and as it can be, as frustrating as it can be, you still have those wins and enjoy those wins and those successes. You know, take that time to celebrate yourself and then go for that next goal, you know, move on to that next target, go for that next client and to sell that next product, but have fun with it. You know, wake up, you get to do what you love to do every day, and not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And I couldn't say those are awesome words of wisdom. So Kiana, if someone wants to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
There's two ways. You can call me. My phone number is 267-625-2422. You can visit my website, kbcalls.com. wixsite.com/homepage. There's information about the services I offer. Or you could call me. I love talking to people. I love educating people. And I love walking people through this process.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Kiana, we'll have those links in the show notes and information about your phone number as well, too, just in case anybody wants to give you a phone call. But again, I'm super appreciative of you taking some time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us. And I hope you have an awesome rest of the day.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the time to be able to share my passion and my excitement about healthcare and the health insurance industry.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO Gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the IMCEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.